Moment number two, refuge. Welcome to the second moment of this tour, refuge. Once the military coup took place on September 11th, 1973, Vania and Teotonio take refuge in the Embassy of Panama, located in an apartment in Providencia, together with hundreds of Chileans and people of other nationalities. Seeing the complex situation in the embassy, Vania and Teotonio decide to offer their home to the Embassy of Panama. The people that were taking refuge in the apartment were moved to the house on José Domingo Cañas, heavily guarded by the police. In a little amount of time, there were up to 400 people taking refuge in this house, and once again the swimming pool would be a main element being used as an improvised shelter. During this period, solidarity and resistance were present. A 16-year-old girl that worked in one of the neighbouring houses came up with a plan to avoid the police guarding the Embassy of Panama and with this be able to help entire families to enter the diplomatic enclave. While her employers took a nap, she would open the doors of the house so people could enter and jump the walls to the house next door, finding the so much needed refuge. The rise in number of people in the embassy began to call the attention of those guarding the house from the outside and of the ambassador himself. Faced with the danger of being found out, the girl quit her job, having saved the lives of many people. During the first half of 1974, most people were exiled to Panama. Vania and Teotonio followed the same path, finally taking refuge in Mexico. The house is left abandoned. We invite you to continue the tour in Oyawe Station period. Please scan the QR code, which you may find in the panel in front of the Eagle Wall mural.